Good morning. Way to go. Okay. If you're going to try and get one of your siblings' attention here, your brother or your sisters, how do they get your attention when they want to tell you something? How do they get your attention?
They just keep on saying, Lucy.
Yeah? Your name over and over and over until you pay attention.
Until it's, like, annoying.
Uh-huh. Okay. How does your sister get your attention? How does that happen?
She says the same.
Yeah? She says your name over and over and over too?
And it's annoying.
It's annoying.
how
does he get your attention?
He starts to try to get us, like...
Yeah? How does he get his parents' attention, like his daddy's attention? Daddy? Does he grab his leg too, maybe? Or
maybe. One time, he punched Daddy in the head and he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah? That can get his attention, I suppose, right? Yep, that happens. Well, you know, it's funny. We're talking about a man named Elijah today, you know? And we hear Elijah was a prophet, okay? Look at me here. See this? Elijah was a prophet. And you know what he did? He had a very, very hard time. I'm going to talk about it in the sermon. But you know what happened? He needed encouragement, and he wanted to hear from God. But you know, he was pretty sad, pretty frustrated, and so God said, I'm going to appear to you. I'm going to come to you. So you know what happened?
What?
How do you think God gets our attention?
He sings.
He sings?
No, what I was going to say, he said, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, you know,
yeah. He
does it all kinds of ways, I'm sure, because he always wants our attention. But you know what happened? Suddenly, there was a great, big, huge wind, such a strong wind, stronger than I'm sure down at the hurricane down in Texas.
Oh.
Huge, strong wind. You know what happened? It ripped rocks apart. It was very powerful. And do you think that's how God got his attention? Do you think God spoke to him in that? Nope, he didn't. So let's imagine something else. Next came something else. There was a huge earthquake, a big earthquake. Let's just stamp our feet. Everybody, ready? Go. Even bigger than that, and things really shook. He was in a cave. Did God speak to him in that?
No.
He didn't. God was going to appear to him, and it didn't do it in the big, what was the first thing?
Wind.
It wasn't in the wind, and it wasn't in the earthquake. And then you know what happened? There was a fire. All kinds of fire happening. And so you know what happened? Did God speak to him in the fire?
No.
Nope. And then this happened. Okay, listen. This happened. This is what God did next. God whispered to him. And you know what? That is how God connected to him. That's how God appeared to him, by speaking to him in a gentle voice. He heard that. If you ever want someone's attention, one of the best ways to do it is this. Whisper to him. When do people whisper?
Every time.
Every time. When do they whisper? When they want to get your attention.
Actually, when they want to talk to your mom and dad.
Try whispering to your parents that way.
But when I
bet you'll get their attention.
Pastor Tom, my sisters usually do that a lot because Mama asks them to be quiet, but they whisper, and Mama just like she doesn't want them.
Okay, well you know what? This is what God did, and He spoke in a whisper to him.
Ouch.
He didn't. The word of the Lord just didn't come to him, but He spoke to him. So you know what? It wasn't in the wind. It wasn't in the thunder.
Ow! No, not the thunder. The earthquake.
Oh yeah, you're right. What's it called?
Earthquake.
Earthquake. It wasn't in the earthquake. And it wasn't in the fire. It was in a what? It was in a
whisper.
I know, not like that. It's like this. Whisper. Whisper. Was it a whisper? God has a great way of getting our attention. And he just has to whisper. His word is powerful. But sometimes it's very quiet. Always speaks to us through his word. And he sometimes just whispers. That's how he did it to Elijah. Hopefully he'll do it to us too like that. And we pay attention. Whoops, that was my mic. That was not a whisper. Okay, let's pray. Fold your hands. Sit down. Fold your hands.
What was that?
Grab a hand here. That's my mic.
Yeah.
Ready to pray? Okay. Fold your hands. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that you always want to speak to us. Help us to listen. And we know especially when you speak to us in a whisper, like you did to Elijah, help us to pay attention. Because your word is powerful and true. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming out.